Okay, I think let's make a start. It's 4 minutes past 11, so I think while there's not many on the call, some may join, but I don't think that should necessarily hold us up. So, Christina, can we have the list of those present and the apologies received?
Sure. On the call today, we have Paulus Miranda, Keith Davidson, Patricio Poblete, Jaap Akkerhorst, Chris Despain, Bill Semick, Oscar Robles, Dottie Sparks DeBlanc, and from the ICANN staff, we have Kim Davies, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcotte, and apologies from Martin Boyle, Desiree Milosevic, and Nigel Roberts.
And it looks like Bernie's just submitted Bart Boswinkle's apologies.
All right.
Okay.
I'll make Bernie the presenter in a second.
Okay. Any objections to the apologies? Any additional apologies? Any amendments to those present? Okay. Just for those who are using Adobe Connect, if you see the little icon where you can raise your hand, if you click down, you'll see some additional options like agreeing or disagreeing with things, which are quite cute little indications, which I think I would find helpful during discussions if you want to click to show assent or dissent as we go. It might be as useful as raising your hand to speak. Okay, confirmation of the agenda. It's a pretty straightforward regular agenda for us. Is there any changes required?
I don't believe so.
Moving right along, shall we move to the confirmation of the 27 January meeting? And Bernie, do you want to walk us quickly through this?
Yeah, sure. Attendance, I got this from the official list, so I think we're okay. The agenda was confirmed. The December 16th meeting report was approved. Update on the fourth progress report, which is published. There were no changes requested. Review of public comments on four published reports. At the time, there was only one, and Keith and Nigel were charged with creating a draft for the working group to review. Finalizing the four reports, we noted that there would be some minor changes after the consultations closed to clean them up and keep them sort of in sync with each other, but that there would be no changes which would imply any significant change in concepts, tone, or recommendations. That was the first review of the final report, where probably we had most of the discussion. I'm going to bring this down a bit so we can actually see full pages. Sorry about that, folks, if it gets a little bit small. The chair of the working group, agreed that the chair of the working group should write to the chair of the ICANN board and the president, reminding them that he still had not received a reply to his request for an explanation regarding the minutes, and providing the relevant text from the final working group report. I believe, since we're in here, I believe you've done that, Keith?
Yes.
Okay, and have we received the reply yet?
Yes, we've received a response from Rod Beckstrom, which was really asking other staff members to formulate the response, but nothing official or useful received yet.
Okay. Section 2.1, specific findings regarding delegation of CCTLDs. Bill Semich noted that there have been several delegations of CCTLDs in the last few weeks. And the report should note that this consideration should not go beyond 2010. I believe we've done that. Section 2B3, specific findings regarding redelegation of CCTLDs without the consent of the incumbent operator. First subsection, Eberhardt noted the paragraph should begin with neither. That's been fixed. Section 3, findings and recommendations regarding the retirement of CCTLDs in Annex G. YAP noted that the wording regarding .su is incorrect and in fact it seemed unfair. And I believe we've struck that essentially, so that should be okay for YAP now, I hope.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you, YAP. General sentiment regarding the report, the chair of the working group inquired if the working group members were generally satisfied with the draft report pending the suggested edits. The participants were generally satisfied. Chair of the working group inquired if the participants would agree to the working group modify the report to include additional recommendation that CCNSO Council should urgently proceed with the first recommendation regarding the development of a framework over other recommendations. This was included in the introduction, I believe. There was no other business. The next meetings are today, February 10th, in 1 week from today, and Sunday, March 13th in San Francisco. This concludes the report. I'll be glad to take questions, comments, or edits.
Are there any comments, questions, amendments?
I have a question, but I don't have that thing up that raises the hand.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The recent activity in delegation and redelegation that's taken place that's beyond our cutoff date, have those events been consistent with what we've described, or do they represent a new direction?
I think from the analysis that Bernie did, it would be fair to say that they're consistent with what we've seen in the past, and there was no apparent, on a quick look through, there's nothing apparently substantially new or at odds with the general theme of our work.
Okay. Thank you.
No problems. Okay, any other questions or comments? If not, I'll take it that we have approved that as the record of our last meeting. And can we move on to item 4 on the agenda, the review of public comments? I've circulated a draft of a potential response, and the real questions for the group are, is this an appropriate response, and will the working group authorise me as chair to make this response to the submitter? And I think rather than going through the response, since you've had it on the list, I'll just open it up for comments and seek your verification that A, it's an appropriate response, and B, that the chair respond on behalf of the working group. Are there any comments? If not, can I take silence as assent for me to respond on behalf of the working group? I'll take silence as assent. Thank you all. I did note on the list, I think it was Young M made a suggestion of a grammatical correction, so I'll do a final edit, but no change to the content of it.
Just out of curiosity, which of the members of the working group are legally qualified in various jurisdictions?
I think that was a comment added by Nigel, indicating his own legal qualification. And I think there are one or two who probably otherwise fit the bill, perhaps Chris Despain from Australia and so on.
Oh, yes, of course, Chris.
It's not something that I felt particularly strongly about needing to or requiring to in the response, but Nigel felt very strongly about it, so I've got no objection either way. Okay. Well, in that case, I'll proceed on that basis, and Bart and Bernie continuing to work on the response, the public response, if any, that we should make to the submission, rather than this individual reply to the submitter. Okay, thank you. Moving on to item five, we've got finalising the four reports.
We move on. This is Bernie. Maybe we should tell the group that we got a second submission to our four reports this week.
Oh, yes, of course. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, it's the submission was made to the consultation in June. It's from .pr about the administrative redelegation issue, and we had detailed this in the report to the working group about our thoughts on this and how we answered it. And it was brought up again because the writer was not satisfied with our, I guess, not including this as a special case of redelegations. If you will remember the .pr case, basically, after doing all the homework, there is no documentation because it was an administrative redelegation. So and there was no board decision. So we've really got no documentation to work on, and IANA processed the changes as per any other administrative change request it did, and there are some parties that feel there are some issues, but really we have no documentation which could cause us to look into this further or to support us including this into any of our reports. So Bart and I's feeling remain exactly the same as they were from this fall when we first looked at this, in that there is no case, and we will answer pretty similarly when we produce a report to close off the four public consultations, and it will be the same report for the four, but it's an ICANN requirement that we close off public consultations with a report. That's it, sir. Over to you.
Thanks, Bernie. And I think that's quite an appropriate response. Yes, we have looked and discussed this and other cases where people have offered to find alternate documentation. But I think the purpose and scope of this working group requires us really to confine ourselves to the publicly available document on the decision making that we have, so I'm in favour of supporting your proposed course of action there, Bernie, and just wonder if there's any objections or any comments. If not, we'll proceed with that action. Okay, can we move on to item five? Oh, that really was item five as well, wasn't it? Finalising the four reports. Was there anything to add to that, Bernie?
We haven't had time to work in all the final edits to the final four reports. As we mentioned last week, we'll try to work on that next week. But as we said, there will be no substantive changes. There may be some minor formatting and some adjusting here or there, but really I think it's just house cleaning to make those final reports. And of course we will publish them to the working group once we finish those edits.
Okay, so do you have a timeline for when that might be completed, Ben?
I'll have to talk to Bart, who is at the center meeting. I don't think it can be for tomorrow. It might be for the beginning of next week, but that would make it rather short for a call on the 10th, and I'm not certain if we really want to rush this, given their final edits, and we want to clean them up. I think probably our priority is to get a really good version of the final report out, and then take our time, make sure everyone's comfortable, and we've got great final versions of the individual reports. At least that's the approach I'm proposing.
Yeah, I think that's an entirely reasonable approach, and I think since it's just editorially tidying up rather than any change of significance to the documents or the recommendations, then even if that drifts and we do that confirmation on our Sunday meeting in San Fran, let's see what we can do. Okay, no comments. If we can then move on to item 6, the second review of the final report, and Bernie, would you like to talk us through, I think, just concentrating on the changes and amendments as a result of last week's call?
Yes, sir, that'll be my pleasure. Thank you. The amendments are few and far between, and we will try to make this short and painless. And I have to say, Christina, I'm very happy with this new version that actually accepts scroll commands properly. Okay. Now, where are we? Here we are. We don't have the track change version here. Right in the middle of your page, for those that are looking in the Adobe, and for those that don't, I will read it. The change that we noted in the meeting report is here. It reads as following: if the CCNSO Council adopts the above recommendations, meaning the framework and a PDP on retirement, the DRDWG suggests that the CCNSO Council makes use of the full reports on retirement allegations. The DRG suggests the CCNSO Council consider the development of the recommended framework of interpretation as a higher priority than the PDP for the retirement of CCTLDs. So that was the request from Keith that would help orient the Council when everyone's supportive of this, and this is where we have included it. Given there are a few changes, we'll take them one at a time. Are there any questions, thoughts, or comments relative to this change? Not hearing anything, I will assume this is satisfactory. Moving on to the introduction, I don't believe there were any significant changes here. Findings and recommendations, section A.
We did make a small amendment to the very end of the introduction. The last paragraph that starts, the DRD working group considered document.
Oh, the date. Yes, you're quite right. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is where we included this. We included the date limitation of the material we considered in the last paragraph of the introduction. And it reads as follows: the DRD working group considered documentation that was available up until December 2010 and does not take into consideration any document that was made public after this date. So again, as the changes requested last week, this has been included. Thank you for reminding me. Are there any questions or comments regarding this statement? Okay, not hearing anything. Let's move on. And actually, yes, sir.
Maybe, excuse me. Yeah, but the last sentence. I mean, I parse as in as that the documents are retired. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but
let me have a look at this. Yeah. Okay.
I need to remark.
The last sentence, you're talking of the last
sentence,
the introduction?
The last sentence.
Finally, the retirement of the CCT-related documentation. I mean, I read it as the documentation is retired, but...
Yeah, okay. We will perform a minor to make...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think it should read finally, the documentation relating to retirement of CCTs is published in NXG. I'll note that change. Thanks very much, yeah.
Okay, so that was the change which we noted in 2B1 but ended up in the introduction. And actually, our next change goes to 2B3. So we will scroll rapidly. Sorry if I'm giving anyone vertigo. Delegations. Where are we? B3. And the second paragraph of the first point is neither RFC 1591 nor ICP1 provide a procedure for the redelegation of a CCTLD without the consent of the incumbent operator. So that change, minor editorial change, has been completed. Is there any thoughts, comments, or questions on this one? Okay. Our next change was in Section 3, was the section that caused some concern to YAP about .su being pointed out. Okay, we had changed that, but I guess that didn't make it in these changes. So basically we had removed that comment, and I don't know why this is still there in this version. And then there was a second place, this is the last comment, so we'll do it together, given they touched on the same thing, also referred to Annex G, I believe, to the retirement. Okay, I don't know why, but maybe we got our versions mixed up. But one of the versions I circulated had actually removed that comment also.
Yeah, it looks like you've got the old version here, because, I mean, the next annex is completely removed, and it's still there.
Yes, exactly. Annex H was removed from the final version that was circulated for comment. So actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the version here and read you the text of the version that was actually circulated. If you'll just be patient with me for a second. It happens when you move around a lot of versions. So. Let's make sure I have the correct version before I actually get going on this. Okay, final version R2. All right, let's go to 2B3, see if this version has it properly. Neither is redlined. C3, Section 3. Yes, as I stated, in Section 3, the section that read the fact that the SU CCTLD is still active, et cetera, those two lines have been removed in the edited version. Annex, if we go to the bottom, Annex H has been removed, and that same paragraph in Annex G has also been removed. Apologies for a mix-up in the documentation, but the version that was circulated to you for this meeting contained those changes.
And also, Benny, there was an amendment to Annex D, middle paragraph under Documentation ICANN Board. We put in a, however, the DRD Working Group is aware under the rules of the CCNSO IDN fast track process and as tentatively proposed under the IDN CCPDP IDN CCTLD should be delegated and redelegated according to the same practices as the traditional ESCII CCTLDs.
That's Annex E, you were saying?
Yeah, D for Davidson.
E, sorry. Let's go there and set that up.
Yeah, that's it. The second sentence, we made some amendments to that. Just so that we were pointing out that the IDN process shouldn't be treated any differently to ESCII processes.
Yes, that is correct. And also, we are following the .pr case, though. There was some discussion between the chair and the vice chair about stealth redelegations and the fact that there's no information to assess that in any way, and that probably we should include a couple of lines to say that it really doesn't matter how a CCTLD is delegated, but if there are other means by which a CCTLD can be delegated, that it should be an area for the framework to look at. And I've got some text for you if people are comfortable to just hear it on the call. It's really just two lines.
Okay, give it a try.
All right, I'll just have to pull it up. Hold on a sec. Da-da-da-da-da. I believe that was there. That was that change. Oh, we didn't include it there. Sorry. Looking in the wrong document. I've got to pull up another version. Hold on a second. Dead air here. Okay, well, I don't want to take everyone's time. It's really two lines, so we'll circulate it on the list, and I don't think anyone will have any kind of problem with it. Over to you, sir. That completes the changes that were brought to the document.
Actually, I think this was one sentence you flipped at me, Benny. This is the last line of B3, and I think the proposed wording under the notes, we had the note, the complete reports on the...
Oh, yes, I've got it, yes. Under B3, the second note, the first one is as is, the complete reports on the redelegation of CCTLDs without consent of the incumbent operator can be found at blah, blah, as it does now. We're proposing to add a second point to that, which says, any process which results in the effective redelegation of a CCTLD should be considered as a redelegation. So that's all that says. And that is under Section B3, which is specific findings regarding redelegation of CCTLDs without the consent of the incumbent operator. So
I think, yeah, so the purpose of that comment is really to provide clarity for the people who work on the framework of interpretation to think about or the aspects of potentially stealth redelegations, which hasn't been a topic that we've spent any time on. So I think it's a fairly straightforward change, but it should probably go through a second review as well. Anyway, thank you, Benny. I think that was it in terms of changes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are there any comments in general about the changes, about the report?
Well, with the last two sentences that were just added, that said that if it has the effect of a redelegation, it's a redelegation, was that specifically pointed at .pr?
No, this was just to cover off the fact that if there were sets of changes being made quietly within the IANA database, which effectively meant that it was a stealth redelegation, then that should be considered as a redelegation.
And a stealth redelegation is what again?
Well, that might be where you, you know, or Company A is the current delegation holder, and they want to do a surreptitious redelegation to Company B. So they'll do some IANA changes to, you know, change the phone number, then a month later do a change of email address, and then a month later a change of physical address, and then a month later the slight wording change for the company name or something like that. And effectively they've done a stealth redelegation, and of course Company B may have no common interest with Company A, but it was a methodology to seek to avoid going through the IANA ICANN process to achieve the change of delegation manager, and the suggestion that we're making is that however it was done is still a redelegation and should be subject to the scrutiny of a redelegation.
Well, actually, this could cause some problems for simple things like legal corporate name changes, which IUSN just went through without any problem.
Yeah, it shouldn't. We seem to have some problems in ICANN days of old, like we had problems for .nz when we changed from ISOC NZ to Internet NZ, which was purely a name change, and that
right.
seemed to cause endless grief. But that's not the issue here. That clearly, changing your organization name should not be a problem or should not be considered a redelegation, but where someone is deliberatively seeking to avoid the ICANN process to achieve what is a change of management structure for the operation of the CCTLD, that should be noted as an exception.
Yeah, I just raised the issue because I wouldn't want to create more hassle in the future for these relatively simple, at least now simple and previously more complicated, change in brand or identities.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't see that this would cause that. Just highlighting for the next working group who do the framework of interpretation to think about the issues of a stealth redelegation on their way through.
Okay.
It's like, who's going to be the person who decides it's a stealth redelegation?
Well, I guess it's probably a little bit unfair to ask Kim to comment, particularly not on any specific case, but I guess IANA would have some processes in place to assess what seem to be straightforward administrative requests measure whether it might be a tantamount to a redelegation. Do you have any comments, Kim, or would you rather not?
Sure. I mean, in essence, what we're looking for is whether it's a substantive change of control. There's various things that happen that are not substantive. You know, Bill mentioned one where a company simply renames, it's the same corporate entity, nothing else has changed. That's not considered substantive. Now, we often see government restructures where the different ministries and portfolios change in a particular country, and what used to be, say, the Ministry of Communications is now the Ministry of IT. We don't consider that substantive either. the test we apply is, are the same staff doing the same job with the same computers, the same place? Are they answerable to the same people? There's obviously not a tight legal definition of exactly what is and what is not, but, the judgment call is really that kind of test. Is there a substantive change of control of how the domain is run? That's a staff assessment. If it's a grey area where we're just not sure, we'll err on the side of caution. I think we've done one or two redelegations that, in hindsight, maybe could have been dealt with that way, but we'd rather go through the full analysis and board approval if we have any doubt. So we really refrain from doing anything but clear-cut cases where there's no contention. The previous sponsoring organisation or the current one, depending on the circumstances, completely concurs that this is not a substantive change. Obviously, the contacts agree and so forth. So, in essence, by default, these have to be non-contentious and non-substantive.
Well, it seems to me that one of the things you have to look at in changes is where the money goes.
I'm not sure if Ayana has the ability to look through to follow the money trail.
Well, I know that's why it's a little, redelegations are, they're a little on the shady side.
Well, the simplistic approach and the one that we took in addition to indicating we had a legal name change was we have the same tax ID.
Yep, which is always a strong indication that nothing substantial in terms of individual or corporate liability has changed. Tax departments are pretty efficient at issuing new numbers if there is a change. Anyway, look, I think we're potentially trying to second-guess the next tranche of work, and really all we're trying to do in this report is to highlight an aspect that we haven't really covered in any substantial detail, nor do we necessarily have the ability to do so, but let's highlight it as an issue for the next working group to take into account in their deliberations. What I propose is, after this call, I'll just do a copy and paste of the paragraph which would include this wording, and I'll post it to the list, and we'll seek any further comments on the list. And I think probably with these changes a final edit of the main document, that it might be worthwhile us meeting again next week, although it should only be what would amount, I think, to an editorial call in terms of let's just do a final review and make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So with that in mind, does anyone else have any comments about the final report? If not, moving on, are there any other issues or items that of other business?
Think we should plan our successful completion party in California.
That's a very good idea. I don't know that we have any budget for that, but let's maybe make a point of doing something on the Sunday afternoon after the DRD working group meeting, and see if we can have a drink together.
Yep, be there or be square.
That's the one. Okay, good suggestion, Bill. Okay, well, let's meet again next week. We had that meeting for next Thursday penciled in, but let's confirm that we will have it. But let's just use it as a final check of this document, so nothing substantive. And I think everyone's in general agreement or reached a degree of satisfaction with this final report. Okay, nothing else. Thank you all for your participation, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right.
Thank you. Everyone, bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.